The debate over many political issues happening this year will continue. And as we just mentioned, one of those issues is the wolf hunt. Meredith Gore is an associate professor of fisheries and wildlife at Michigan State University, and she's co-lead author of a new study examining the attitudes driving the wolf debate in Michigan. Welcome, Meredith.
Thank you very much for having me.
What were you looking for in this study? I guess I'm wondering what insights that you wanted to add to the wolf debate.
Sure. Well, my co-author, Michelle Lute, and I were really interested in trying to better understand why controversy can and does persist in wolf management in Michigan.
And your study, you weren't trying to prove one side or the other's view. You were looking for what?
Well, we wound up conducting interviews with a group of 21 individuals who are very knowledgeable about wolf management in Michigan. We were interested in exploring how these key players think about the association between knowledge and power in wolf management. So, you know, wolves have been delisted in Michigan, but there's a long history of public involvement with wolf management in Michigan. So now that wolves were delisted, how has the role or the relationship between knowledge and power changed? And what are some of the assumptions that people are making about knowledge in politics in wolf management? If we can better understand this with more information, more understanding, we can increase our capacity to reduce conflict among wolf-related stakeholders in Michigan.
And Meredith, you really went across the board, didn't you, interviewing these stakeholders from bear hunters to animal welfare activists to livestock owners to biologists to tribal members. And did you hear themes as you interviewed these stakeholders?
We did. It was really interesting. We wanted to get stakeholders representing diverse views about wolves in Michigan. And we did find that there were assumptions that these groups did make in common. So one of the assumptions that we found is that there can be a tension between local knowledge and scientific knowledge. And this tension can be undermining trust in the decision-making process. And that may be one of the things that is potentially fueling controversy around wolf management in Michigan. We also found that the different folks that we interviewed, some people felt that politics really has no place in wildlife management. They kind of thought that science and politics should be completely separated. And so we wonder, you know, maybe there isn't such a black and white situation. Wildlife management decisions are made within a broader political context, and agencies are created by and contingent upon legislatures. So even though politics and science are both related to wolf management in Michigan, a lot of stakeholders think that they should be separate or that they currently are separate. Finally, one other thing that we found related to this idea of power and that different stakeholder groups yield power, and this really influences the way that people perceive the decision-making process about wolves.
Tell me what you mean by that when you say different stakeholder groups yield power.
Right. So one of the things that we were interested in looking at in this study was how stakeholders think about control over decision-making processes and also who has authority about decision-making processes. Now, these were also the main topics of the referenda, right? I mean, The referenda were focused on wolf hunting and decision-making authority. And so in our research, we found that one theme that cut across all these different stakeholder groups is that these folks felt that the role of power and special interest groups really influences the way that others perceive how fair decision-making processes are and how transparent they are and how effective they are. This idea that there are certain groups that have special interests and these special interests override concerns that minority interests may have, and these groups have undue influence. Another theme that we found in our interviews was this idea of the Native American perspective and their kind of interests being disenfranchised throughout the decision-making process.
So, Meredith, what now? Is there common ground that you sense that could be used to kind of, I don't know if the word settle the wolf management question is the right word to use, but to try to attack this very, very contentious issue?
Well, I'm an optimist, so I think the short answer is yes. I think that there is a way to increase our capacity to resolve conflict. I think that we can collectively work to recognize that science and politics can be compatible in some situations. We can also work to consider both local knowledge and scientific knowledge throughout wildlife decision-making processes, and we can also really work to try to boil down our decisions to a single point or a single interest, and I think that broadening that perspective may help reduce conflict as well. So I think there are opportunities that definitely await us.
Meredith, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Meredith Gore is an associate professor of fisheries and wildlife at Michigan State University. And the study that she was lead co-author of is in a recent issue of the Journal of Wildlife Management.